But joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about the Cowboys losing 47-9 to Detroit is the owner and general manager. We say good morning to Jerry Jones.
What's good about it?
Well, not much, certainly, from your perspective, I guess.
I'm sorry. I wish to hell that I'd turned this team over to Steven 5 years ago, because he could have gotten the same results. Hell, a counting horse could have gotten the same results as this. It's pathetic. It's pathetic. And I tell you one thing. I know exactly what I'm doing today.
What?
I'm taking Veruca back to court, because I guarantee after this loss, she wouldn't want to claim I'm her daddy.
Okay. Well, you don't need any more court dates.
That's the silver and blue lining to this. It's just, it's an embarrassing loss, it is. And I'd love to blame Mike McCarthy, but I'm actually more mad at Dak than McCarthy. Now, McCarthy sucked, but he only sucked $4 million worth. Now, Dak is sucking $60 million.
That makes it worse, doesn't
it? He is sucking $60 million of yacht upkeep money out of my pocket. I have the second lowest paid coach in the NFL coaching the highest paid quarterback in the league.
Oh, man. Well,
and both of them aren't getting the job done.
Some birthday party, huh?
Some birthday party. I tell you what, you know what I should have done for my birthday? Led McCarthy out into the woods with the promise of an all-you-can-eat buffet and a topless mukbang taping. And then when he wasn't looking, take a transfer shovel to the back of his head and leave him under a tarp and pile of leaves.
Under a tarp?
That's what I should have done. But don't we have a bye week coming up?
You do. So we're all saved from watching your team play this weekend.
I know, but I always dread this. I always dread the bye week.
Why?
I just got to make out with guys as well as girls, and it's uncomfortable for me.
No, it just means your team doesn't play.
Well, if you ask me about assessing the situation and the team, I am say that that it are very bad, and we certainly wish and hoped that we didn't continue to not be unreadier to be underperforming this week as we did and are. And as it is whenever you be competitive, that we have to address it. Yes. And that's what we plan to do. And we're going to get better at this, and we're going to try to make some changes and adjustments. Adjustments. I'm hung up on the word adjustments. You think Dan Campbell will come back and coach these guys for me?
Well, I think he's got a pretty good gig right now.
No, well, he certainly knows how to win. And he kind of scares me, though. He kind of looks like he drives a camo-colored side-by-side and will talk your ear off about states' rights, don't he? Kind of got that look.
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
Hold on a sec. I got diarrhea. Hold on. All right, I'm back.
Jerry.
Oh, my gosh.
There are benefits to wearing the pins.
Okay.
Just go right now. It's great. Now, Craig.
Yes.
Craig, are you there? Craig.
Yes.
Craig. You there?
Yes.
I want you to know you're going to be very happy about this. Even though it was my birthday yesterday, I know you got a birthday coming up, I think, this year, don't you?
Yeah, I'll have one this year.
I'm going to head down for your birthday. I'm going to head down to the Home Depot or the Lowe's, go to their blinds department, and see if they can cut to fit 120-foot Roman shades for me.
Oh, thank God. Thank God, finally.
And I'm going to put them up in the east end of the stadium.
No, put them up the west end where you have the sun problem.
Yeah, hey, got to compromise. You got to compromise with me here. I'll put the shades up just in the wrong side of the stadium.
You probably want to put them up where you're blocking the Rangers stadium so you don't have to see the home of a recent champion.
Yeah, a world champion.
Yeah, that hurts. That hurts to see that. Hell, I'll see if I can go ahead and buy them for the owner's suite, too, where I can just lower the blinds where I don't have to watch the games anymore. And, yes, thank you for your birthday wishes. I got both of your cards. It was very sweet of you.
Oh, well,
and my ticket T-shirt. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I do.
Sure.
You know, 82 years old, that's it's pretty good for 82.
Yeah.
I've been able to make it this long with only winning 3 Super Bowls. That's pretty good that I made it this far.
Well, 3 is a good number of Super Bowl wins. It's just been a long time since that last one.
I wish I had spaced them out now.
Right.
I had it to do over again. I would have won one every decade. And that way I can keep you people off my ass. You know, when I was 40, if you'd asked me what I wanted on my 82nd birthday, I probably would have said a couple twin sister flight attendants and a mound of cocaine. But,
oh, my gosh.
But now I just wish for a running back and a do-over on Zeke. That's what I wish now.
Well, yeah, you could have controlled that this offseason.
I know. I just wasn't thinking straight.
That's the problem.
Straight, but it was a horrible birthday for me, and I don't know how many more I got left. And,
Jerry.
And I'm so thankful for my kids. My kids made me gifts. Yeah. Stephen drew me a funny little picture with little clowns on it and SpongeBob's and stuff like that. Charlotte made me a World's Greatest Dad desk nameplate with all jewels on it.
Nice.
And Jerry Jr. brought me a Ziploc of his doo-doo. He still doesn't understand.
What?
He still doesn't understand gifts, how it works. But at least it was the thought that counted.
That's right. That's what's important.
It was the thought that counted. And I've got to console myself somehow. So I'm going to go grab a bottle of Johnny Walker Blue and see if I can do an 8-second ride on Gate Agent, if I could.
Okay. No,
good morning.
That doesn't lead to good things.
Stop doing that.